Something else people are allowed to have is some kind of email system that doesn't send them into like some strange form of anger. Because you know how it is with emails, especially corporate emails.
Yes.
And how we all liaise with one another. You know what I mean? So we need to have a conversation this morning, please, about email etiquette. What about emailing annoys you?
Oh my gosh. When people treat email like it's Mixit. I'm not even going
to
say WhatsApp.
Reply all. Reply to all. No. No. Don't reply to all.
Hi. HUD.
Ah, so lack of full sentences.
Yeah, please. Full sentences and like, let's be genuine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Especially in a work context. Look, I have a whole list, eh? A list of things that are not okay. So the first is we need to talk about chainmail. I'm not forwarding your chainmail. It's not going to bring anybody good luck. It's rubbish is what it is. Okay, so that's got to stop. This is not the year 2007. Also, attaching the attachment. I have been guilty of this in the past where I'm like, please find attachment attached. And then meanwhile, it ain't there. Check. You got to check, guys, because now I'm refreshing. I'm like, what is happening? I'm out of data. What's wrong with the Wi-Fi? Switching to the LTE. Please check. So that's the other thing. Also, when somebody just says noted. Like, I mean, I'm not expecting a whole, 13-paragraph response, but just like a, thanks so much.
Yeah.
Received, like talk nicely to each other. This is because there's no tone.
Yes.
In email. That's the problem. And of course, that reply all is, that's my worst.
Ooh.
Why have you CC'd the boss? Why must he know what we're having for lunch? You know what I mean? It's like, it's just like, I feel like there are rules when it comes to exchanging emails. And now in 2019, we're going to cement them. So later on this hour, we'll be playing out all your voice notes. But if you work in an office environment, / you're just somebody who sends a lot of emails because you're a business person, doing business things. What about emails annoy you? What is the official email etiquette? What must people do? What must people stop doing so that we can all be, united and just like get our email game on and strong, hey?
Come on, guys. We need to improve.
# reply all. I will be finished. 061-792-9495 is the WhatsApp line in studio. When it comes to email etiquette, what are the rules? How to send, how not to send? Yes, this is an actual question because in 2019, we still don't know how to do it. Radio. Hey, we are building a list today. That was terribly slick. And by terribly, I mean focus on terrible. But we're compiling a list about email etiquette in 2019. And clearly this is a problem. You can tell by the voice notes that have come in this morning, this afternoon. What do I keep saying this morning? This afternoon. That there is trauma attached to emails, right? We already covered things like reply to all, when you say there's an attachment, but then, it's not there. Chain mails, but for some reason, it's just, to put it into perspective, yeah, listen.
Hi, Stacey. Okay, so a couple of things is, for some reasons, people have just forgotten that a sentence stops with a full stop and a new sentence starts with a capital letter. So please, punctuation, people, it's not that difficult. And then, of course, do not send me an email where everything is in capital letters and exclamation marks. I do not appreciate being shouted at over an email.
See, it's the tone. You are upsetting everybody. What is with everyone's tone in this email? I was saying a little bit earlier that I think it's a bit tricky when you're sending mails, especially in a corporate environment, because tone is difficult to perceive. However, all caps will let you know that, yes, you are in fact being shouted at. What's the hurry? Calm down.
How's it, Stacey? You know what? There is tone in emails if you use grammar and capital letters correctly. There's nothing more frustrating than someone who responds to you in all capital letters, zero punctuation, or in all small letters and too much punctuation. Come on, it's honestly comprehensive writing. It's so simple. Anyway, cheers, it's Jess.
Thank you, Jess. Also, I haven't heard the phrase comprehensive writing since, I don't know, like grade 7 or grade 8 or something, but it's true. So apparently there is tone in work emails. And why are we out just sending emails in all caps? Apparently just to stress one another out.
Hi, Stacey, this is Shalini speaking. I totally love your topic for today. The thing that annoys me the most on email etiquette is if you're sending a mail, and the other person does not send you a red receipt. And you've got to keep emailing them to get a response from them. That totally annoys the hell out of me.
Yeah, you see, my thing is, like, when people send me a red receipt, I don't send one back. I've read the email, but I'm like, then I feel like there's pressure to reply. See, even me, I'm guilty. I also do love a capital letter in an email, but that's enthusiasm. I'm not shouting. In fact, it's making me kind of like look at my own comprehensive writing, to quote Jess. We're making a list of email etiquette, do's and don'ts in 2019. Because as you can tell, peeps are out here on the email getting deeply frustrated, touched by our lack of ability to send a proper email. So what should be in it? What shouldn't? How are we doing this so that everybody can just be peaceful? Like, work is stressful enough. You know what I'm saying? And we're wrapping up this whole email debacle. People are very... When last have you used the term comprehensive writing? Jess hit us with a comprehensive writing in that last batch. She was like, guys, an email is basically a message exchange. And there are rules. And like, that's what we're discussing today. We're looking for the new etiquette, right? The new measuring stick. Like, how to send a good email, right? And she was like, hey, guys, it's comprehensive writing. You must know how to use punctuation. You must know how to use a full stop. There's so many people who have come through with spelling and grammatical issues in emails.
That's an instant kill to your email.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, like, especially if you're applying for a job or something. But, you know, when it's just between colleagues, is it really the end of the world? So what else, according to you, my friends listening in the office or at home, need to be on this list when it comes to email etiquette in 2019 as we wrap it up?
Hi there. This is Cindy here. Sorry, I have the complete opposite. I think people have just become far too sensitive enough. Caps lock is to bring your attention to something specific.
Thank you.
And to make sure that you notice it. It's not shouting at a person. You cannot put any emotion into email. That is why society is the way it is, because we send these things backwards and forwards. There's no emotion in a caps lock. It's to bring attention to something, to make people notice that specific thing. It always has been and it always will be.
Maybe we're just a triggered bunch after all.
This is what I'm saying, and I feel like it's specifically work-related stuff. It's like, capital letters in the subject bar. Like, yeah, but it's, but you see, we are clearly very stressed. We all need to, like, woosah, let's all just breathe in and exhale. Somebody call Kerry Miller, get a sage stick up in here. But like, seriously, like, email, work email stresses people out. So grammatical errors, not too many caps. Please don't use run-on sentences. Also, send a red receipt, even though I don't do it. It's the right thing to do, stressing people out. Also, somebody else saying, Pixie going, what annoys me the most is when staff don't answer or acknowledge, right, that they ever got the email. But then you can see them from your desk up on the WhatsApp.
Consider it like red.
Yeah, I mean, it's always red, Pixie. Doesn't mean you're going to get a reply. I mean, otherwise, where would the frustration be?
Hey, Stacey. Email etiquette. Number one thing I would say is spelling.
Again?
These people who abbreviate words to mix it spelling.
That's you. This is your friend.
No. You've got a full QWERTY keyboard in front of you.
Thank you.
Use it. Use it correctly. These people who put numbers in words, like the letter B and the number 4. It's before we speak English, not bingo.
I once read a meme that said all these people who just substitute like full words with, you know, random letters and numbers. What do you do with all the extra time in your life? What are you doing? So next time you send an email, please be aware. Also, bear in mind that if you don't email nicely, you're going to be added to the work WhatsApp group. And you know how that ends. It ain't good.